Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past seven, and once again the Leinster House bike shed is back in the headlines. We now know about the external auditor's report on how the shed came to cost €336,000. Their conclusions: no value for money assessment before starting the works, no discussion of cost information between the Office of Public Works and the Houses of the Oireachtas Commission, and a lack of seniority for the OPW's internal auditors for raising concerns. We'll hear from the Minister with responsibility for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Moran, after eight. On the line now is Dr. Paul Davis, lecturer in strategic procurement at Dublin City University. Dr. Paul Davis, good morning.
Good morning.
So your conclusions on the auditor's conclusions?
Nothing unusual and nothing surprising. I suppose I love the fact that in carrying out the review, they came up with the same things that we had known all along. There was poor management practices. They hadn't done a value for money assessment. What was surprising, though, was that there was a missing both signature and date for what they call the yellow form, which was the actual costing form. So there was no official form filled in, or rather dated or signed by anybody inside the OPW.
Is the OPW, do you think, getting the blame here for doing what the Oireachtas requested?
No, I don't think so. I think the OPW is getting the blame because the OPW messed up again. They seem to be consistently doing this on the smaller projects. And that seems to be also a conclusion coming out of the report. I think the auditors, or rather the external auditors, Deloitte, stated that they had been working with the OPW previously. They'd made recommendations for projects above 500,000. And in carrying out this audit, they realised those recommendations could be applied to projects below 500,000. Surprise, surprise. And guess what? They hadn't applied any of those lessons. And so the OPW didn't actually have any real measures in place or processes in place to actually assess these projects.
Under 500,000?
Under 500,000.
The conclusion that there was a lack of seniority for the Office of Public Works internal auditors, how do you understand that or interpret that?
I think that they don't have enough authority to go question senior management and to ask for further work to be done and also to carry out the sampling that's required. So I think it is a fair point from Deloitte in the way that they put that together. One question, though, that remains: John Conlon in his original report stated that they were going to carry out an independent audit. It is noted at the beginning that Deloitte are actually the co-auditors of the OPW and actually work already in-house. So it's not necessarily independent. They've been there for quite a long time themselves.
Well, that's your conclusion, but there's nothing to say that they don't operate independently on that. The issue of bringing in outside contractors to do these audits, is that something that you would question?
It is. I think that the resources should be in place in the organisation itself. I think that we don't make enough investment in our internal audit. I think I've spoken previously in saying the CNAG needs to get more resources, and certainly we need to see more resources invested here. We don't have that. And I think the fact that we're using external auditors to support our internal auditors all the time shows up the fact that we're not actually in control of our spend.
Because what we are very good at doing in this country is having inquiries after the milk has been spilt, after the horse has bolted. The question is, how do we get better management of money in real time?
They make recommendations for systems, but it's about skill sets. It's about increasing the skills of the people who are and the capabilities of the people who are actually doing this. It seems to be that we've improved our performance, at least we hope we have, on the larger projects. But on these smaller ones, the OPW has been consistent in failing to deliver efficiently or effectively these smaller projects.
But is there a danger, again, if we get into a situation where, you know, we have to have more boxes ticked for everything that gets spent? You can get, you know, process capture, more red tape, and ultimately more inefficiency and more cost.
I don't believe so. Procurement is one of those things, particularly procurement in terms of doing it, that doesn't have to be. We can make good commercial decisions. We can make them quickly. It is about getting a skill set in place to be able to do that. The fact that there were no checks within the system for projects less than 500,000, that is an issue that must have been there for not just 1 year, but many years. The fact they've recognised that and said we'll put the checks in, great. That doesn't necessarily mean it has to slow down the process. It just means that we have to get better at what we do and put the resources in place to ensure that we get them done on time.
We'll be speaking to the minister later in the programme. If this report landed on your desk, what would you do if you were him?
I'd be looking for the person who's accountable. What we tend to hold up accountable is generally the Secretary General and the accounting officer. And that's perfectly reasonable from a ministerial point of view. But internally, I'd want to know why this happened and how this happened. So yes, the audit says here are the failings, but I'd want to know from a people point of view what's going on to actually make the difference here. Not a process, from a people perspective. And as a minister, I'd be asking the Sec-Gen to actually state very clearly what are they doing about the people skill sets that are needed. And as they pointed out, what are they doing about ensuring that the internal auditor is actually at the right level to be able to carry out the role that he's supposed to do?
There is an irony, though, isn't there, in the fact that after all this inquiry into cost of living, the answer would appear to be to promote somebody.
It is, yeah. And it's probably even worse is the fact that having spent over 300,000, we spend another X thousand to get an audit to tell us the things that we should have done that we knew all along.
Dr. Paul Davis, lecturer in strategic procurement at Dublin City University. Thank you. And as I said, we'll be talking to the minister with responsibility for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Moran, after 8 o'clock. The time now 19 minutes past 7.